Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Or just follow us.
Or both.
Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Oh, man, barbecue!
Yeah. Thank our buddies at Rotella, too. Dominic and the boys at Rotella for some of the bread they brought in for. Yeah. Going to feed Petey for weeks.
That's right.
Yes,
Petey and friends.
Petey for weeks. Augie Smith and Sean Gannant a little bit.
Yay, sports!
Yeah, sad news in sports to start with, too. The excitement of the Iditarod is over.
Oh, it is?
Oh. Yeah. Someone won it.
I DVR'd it. Don't tell me.
Okay. I won't tell you who won. I'll tell you.
These guys. I just won't listen.
Actually, didn't even write down the name because it doesn't matter. It's a first-time winner.
Oh, good for him.
First-time winner.
And the dogs.
What do you think? Report if the dogs
lived.
You know, were past champions or not. Like, he might have been free agent and the team together.
Good point.
I don't know what the dogs win. I know the winner's purse is all of $50,000.
For what, 10 days out in the snow or something?
It took him 12.
Oh, God.
1,000-mile trip through the rugged terrain of Alaska and the windswept plains of the Bering Sea for $50,000.
And camping, 3 dog nights all across the place. Actually, they have 7 dog nights, don't they? How many dogs are on a mush sled?
Sure.
Six or seven.
Yeah. I catch a niner
course,
in there.
$50,000 for 12 days work? Not bad, actually, now that you think about
Except if you didn't win, then what do you get? $4?
Yeah, it goes down from there.
Yeah, it probably does.
And plus, I guess you have to train for it year-round, so like you didn't just make it in 12 days. You made it in 365. Right. So disregard.
Yeah, but we don't have a death count.
Of the dogs?
No death count yet?
Yeah. Last year, only one died, so.
That's good.
That was pretty low.
It's good. Well, you know, the dogs are taking matters into their own hands. Remember the leader, the guy who was running away with it
Don't even have hands.
Said, screw this.
His dog said, we ain't good. No. Yeah. Like, nuh-uh.
Nope.
They mute man. You don't talk to us like that.
Nope.
I am the musher now.
No dog.
That's good. Zion Williamson played last night, and it took him all of like 4 minutes to remind me that dude is
the best.
It's amazing to watch in college basketball.
Well, the game started out kind of sloppy, but the first time he scored, he stole it from somebody, ran down.
Who were they playing? Who they beat?
Yeah.
Syracuse.
Yeah. Okay.
And just threw down a big jam.
Yeah. First half, he played 16 minutes, 21 points on 9-9 shooting, 9 rebounds, 5 steals. 16 minutes.
Half?
Yeah. 16 minutes in the first
half.
Welcome back, Zion.
Most of them were monster jams.
And they were some.
And one was a nice 3-pointer.
Hopefully, Boeheim Ubered back, right?
All right,
from that game.
So the knee's okay, is what they're saying.
He's completely cleared of any wrongdoing.
I know, but
what a nightmare situation.
Still don't want to drive. Could have anybody.
But I'm still looking at the TV going.
I'm still Ubering him.
Poor guy.
Right, Jim Boeheim killed the guy.
Yes, he did.
And someone
recently.
Tried to. Yeah, like a couple of weeks ago.
Right.
Someone tried to trip Zion, too, a Syracuse
really?
Player. Yeah, it's pretty blatant, so you'll hear a lot about that, but whatever. He don't care. Zion don't care. Duke, North Carolina tonight.
Oh, that's tonight?
Tournament, yep.
That championship game?
No.
They're on the same side?
They're on the same side.
That's stupid.
Yeah. That was
Virginia's good, too.
Oh, that's right.
So.
No, Virginia's better. That's right. Yeah. Virginia was higher ranked than Carolina was.
That was just the first round last night, wasn't it?
Yeah, it might even have been like, it might have been the second after the play-in round or something.
Yeah, there's this game's Wednesday on those tournaments.
Yeah. So Selection Sunday's ahead. NCAA's $500 million tournament. The NHL blog will have all you need to stay abreast of the bubble situations.
Right.
And I'll try and remember to fill out a blue bracket this year.
Is that $500 million just for the TV rights?
Yeah.
That's where most of it comes from, yep.
Yeah.
Yep, the television rights. So, yeah, I'll try and remember to fill out a blue bracket. That was mildly successful last year.
It was, right.
At least interesting to watch.
Yeah. Did we do it last year or 2 years
deepest
ago?
Tone of blue.
The darkest blue.
I think last year was the first year.
That we did that?
Yeah.
Okay. Seems longer.
It does.
Seems like we've been doing it for a couple of years.
Maybe it's 2 years in.
Yeah.
We might have done it 3 years ago, forgot for a couple years,
and then skipped
and
it.
And then did it again last year.
I don't think we did it. We might. Do you remember doing it last year?
Yeah. Because I had Kansas, Villanova, and Rhode Island or something that didn't make sense.
Yeah, I got to fill out Warren's bracket for his, you know, he does that.
Oh, yeah, Warren Buffett, yeah.
The bracket challenge for all the.
Yeah, your wife works for one of the companies.
The Berkshire Hathaway companies, right. Yeah. I forget what it is. It's like they lowered the bar last year.
To win $6 million?
Like you didn't have to. It was like the person who stayed perfect the longest got like a million. And if you went and got, you know, an actual perfect bracket, it was like a billion.
Yeah.
A million a year for life or something.
What are the odds of a perfect bracket?
It's happened, but they're astronomical. Yeah.
It's like
I don't think it's ever happened, has it?
I think so.
Somebody fill out a perfect bracket?
I think there was a local dude maybe 10 years ago that.
Was it a perfect bracket or he won? Or the final 16?
I think it was. Perfect, man. Okay. My memory has obviously got a lot of things around it that would
fall in. It's the odds astronomical for that.
Well, sure.
Apparently, it depends who you ask, but some people believe it's as good as 1 in 128 billion or as bad as 1 in 9.2 quintillion.
Well, that's not possible.
So then I'm probably remembering wrong.
Yeah, you probably are.
I think you are.
Near perfect, maybe he was.
Because didn't we have a 16 beat a 1? Recently, or
plus
did somebody give somebody a game?
Was that last
I don't
year?
Think that's happened yet. Has
that was last year.
Was it Virginia?
A 16 finally beat a 1.
Yeah, Virginia lost.
Yeah.
Gosh, all these recall things. Can we move on to the present?
Things I can remember? I don't remember that either.
Right.
Looking around this room, we're remembering? Kidding me?
On a Friday?
Exactly.
Remember a story I did yesterday about Tiger Woods' putter that would be worth $3 to $5 million?
Yes, I do remember that. Yep.
He put it back in play. It hadn't been in play for a while. He's put it back in play, so it's, for what that's worth, he's still only shot a 70. Now, he's kind of above the middle of the pack at the players. The leaderboard's pretty absent of big names besides Rory, but they'll keep going.
It's another two rounds in already, right?
Yep.
Today's the second round.
Today will be the second round. There's guys out there. Okay. And the course, like if you've watched this one before, it's usually in May, and the course plays completely different in March. The course plays as it was designed because the prevailing winds switch completely. They switch completely around.
There was a hole in one yesterday on that course.
And an albatross. A double eagle or whatever you
call it. I didn't know it was called an albatross. Yeah. It was called a double eagle.
So the trade winds shift?
Yeah. And this apparently is how the course was designed to be played because it's a little bit tougher this way. Now, I was reading about – I'm a nerd, so I was just reading golf stories about the
players. You're not a hardcore hip-hop nerd, though.
Well, maybe on
Fridays.
That'd
be a loser.
But TPC Sawgrass, I've been down in that area. It's pretty nice on the east coast of Florida. And the parking lot – they're talking about the parking lot at the Players. Now, the Players, this is the so-called fifth major, and the parking lot at the Players
where the Players park.
Correct. Reserves each spot by name. So every player that's in the field has a designated parking spot.
Right.
Now, a lot of that is because there's some people who live like right there, so they just drive to work every morning.
Right.
You know, some of the players. There's some that live close enough to there that they're deciding to just drive their own car to a hotel that they're staying at or the rental house and their own car to the course every morning. And then some other people who even live in Orlando or whatever who are just driving and parking their own vehicle there. So the player parking lot, you can imagine, is a pretty cool scene.
Well, I remember seeing
these guys are driving their own rides there.
I remember seeing I remember them talking to Mickelson after a tournament or before a tournament, and they actually showed him pulling up, popping the trunk, he actually had an SUV, it just popped up, and he's grabbed it like we would. I mean, I know they're humans, but you don't expect him to reach in, grab his clubs, and put his shoes on by his car.
He was actually sitting on the trunk,
and I remember
like
that.
We would,
right.
Going to a public golf course, and putting
smoking
his shoes
a cigarette,
on.
Chugging his beer.
But then I thought, well, of course, why wouldn't he drive there? Because NFL players drive right to play football.
Absolutely. Yeah.
We just assume everything's so different, but it's not. They pull in their cars, and they get out.
Yeah, well, I thought, you know,
might be a driver, but that's the one you saw, the same one I saw.
Right, his stuff would be waiting for him in the locker room, but no, he just changed right there in the parking lot.
Wedged into his trunk.
Kicking off his ratty flip-flops and putting on his spikes.
I was going to take out a few drivers so they don't really fit in the trunk.
And that's what those TPC courses were designed for. PGA players have access to any TPC course in the country if they want to go practice.
Right.
Because I remember playing a TPC Scottsdale once, and we were on the driving range, and you know, some pros that, you know, guys I didn't, I've never heard of, but you know,
they drove themselves.
Well, and they showed up, and then they have access to a lot of the practice facilities that, you know, the normal public, well, you can pay for it.
Sure.
But they have the run of the place.
So you tell me there's a lot of Buicks in this
right,
lot.
No, and typically there would be. Typically, you know, because the Buick would be the sponsor car. So then, you know, when you're in Texas, all these guys just get these nice Buicks to roll in and out, whatever. But so I was just thinking about, you know, I mean, there's got to be some, there's pictures out
there.
There's
still SUVs, though,
fantastic.
You put your clubs in it.
Mercedes SUVs and all these things. So I just started thinking. So I grabbed eight names off the, and this is all-time PGA earnings list. Just stick with me. Tiger, Phil, Dustin Johnson, Justin Rose, Jordan Spieth, Ricky Fowler. Pat Perez is 48th all-time in career PGA earnings, by the way. That's how much money is in the game now. Patrick Reed, 53rd. Brooks Koepka, 60th. So I added up all those guys' career earnings, just those eight guys. In that parking lot, there is $460 million of career earnings, almost half a billion dollars in career earnings in eight guys.
That's a lot of car payments.
There's 100 and some players there altogether.
Some guys have leases too, I bet.
There's got to be $2 billion. There's got to be $2 billion worth of earnings at the players' parking lot.
We don't understand that.
And at NFL games, you can say, well, it's just like an NBA game. There's only 12 guys on an NBA team, and there's only three that are really making huge, huge money.
Well, you can still buy a real nice car when you're making $600,000 a year.
Yeah, but these guys, I mean, Jason Bone is 100th all-time in career PGA Tour earners. You know who that is?
They are in a whole different mindset, right?
Exactly. He's made $16 million in his career. Jack Nicklaus made $9 million
Jason
in his PGA
Bone.
Career. So just kind of a never-never land if you think, you know, I mean, you got literally a couple
Jack
billion dollars.
Jack only made nine?
Yep. 9.1.
Yeah, because when I was watching the Bulls the other night, there's one guy. I didn't think they got paid that much, like rodeo guys. But this guy had earned $7.3 million over his career.
Wow.
Which, you know,
8 seconds at a time.
Right. You're not going to sneeze at that.
No. Pays for the plates in his head, right?
Yeah. Pays for all his health care later
exactly
in life.
Right.
I swear to God, you were watching an NBA game and you said I was watching the Bulls.
So did I. Yeah. I thought so, too.
They're not really that good this year, are they?
The Bulls' ass. Right. Got to be the Butcher's ass.
But I got to be careful when I mention PBR, because you don't know if I mean professional bull riders or the beer.
Not with you, Todd, because you're a regular guy.
I am.
Bull riding and PBR. That's Todd. And Jeopardy.
Bull riding.
Nobody does those three things.
No.
Nobody. Renaissance. Yeah.
Wow. That's
very rarely do you hear the sentence, hey, hold on, let's not go see the bull riding until after Jeopardy's
How about
over.
It never happens?
Well, we can't leave for the bull riding until after Jeopardy.
Nope. Nope.
What is a booby?
There you go.
Browns fans are excited. They've got another free agent that everybody wants to talk to. This one's named Brittany Castrataro.
Who's she?
She is just a lifelong Browns fan, apparently, who posted on Twitter, hey, boys, I'm single and I have Browns season tickets. You can imagine how that's gone since.
Well, Sean Gannett probably got a hold of her. Of course, she's not single.
No,
these
not.
Are Zumach got a hold of her.
These are dog pound tickets, too. She's all in the mix, and she is not a bad looking gal at all. So that'd be fun.
What? Is she going to come find me?
That's pretty much what she did.
I got
come
dog
find
pound
me.
Tickets.
Yeah. Brown season tickets.
No, thank you.
No?
Screw the Browns.
Yeah. Screw her.
Yeah.
Now she looking
play for the Browns. You could.
She's looking for a good dog pounding.
That's what it seems like.
Or is she looking for a player?
Probably sounds like a player, but the players
no,
don't.
No, she
need,
ain't looking for a player.
The players don't need
season tickets.
The players don't need tickets. It's her. Come find me.
Yeah,
I got tickets. She's a ticket.
She's trying to get
Browns.
A player. She's probably had the players. Yeah. She wants something more stable.
She'll be with a huge fat guy with a dog mask on. That'll be her date for the first game.
Put this biscuit in your mouth. Put this in your mouth.
Yeah, every time they show the dog
first
count,
date,
it's
a hot
not...
chick with a huge fat guy and a dog in her mouth.
They're not attractive people in the
dog
count,
they're all
generally.
Just big. Yeah, they got dog faces on. Or...
Check her out, though. She's
I'm
fine.
I'm sure she's hot.
Yeah, she's fine.
No, she's a pretty girl.
Yeah, she's
she
fine.
Only has 3,000 followers, so...
That'll probably go
probably
up.
Probably at 1,500 yesterday.
That may be jumping up.
Yep. And then the newest New York Jet, Le'Veon Bell, says he's got no regrets.
Because he's not going to say he does.
I know.
But he does.
Because he's oblivious to reality. I mean, he should regret losing one full year of his career.
Hello.
Regardless of how good he feels.
And how much money?
He actually didn't get as much money.
Yeah, what, $14 million? Now, I read some more about that, and it's the guaranteed at signing thing
it's
that the Jets offered more of than the Steelers.
Yeah,
the Steelers actually had zero money guaranteed
at
signing.
But he missed all year. So
I know.
It wouldn't have mattered.
No, I know, but
he did lose money.
He wanted money guaranteed whenever he put the pen to the paper, and the Steelers, there was $0 on that, and the Jets, it was $35
million. I thought it was only $5 million difference, I read.
Well, on total guaranteed money, but the thing that he wanted was money at signing. So as soon as he signed his name, he was guaranteed $35 million with
but
the
Tyler's
Jets.
But right. He left a lot of money
on the table. He's not going to get it back.
No.
Never get it back.
That was so stupid.
Yes.
In the prime of your career, set out for a year.
Unbelievable.
Freaking idiot.
I don't disagree. He says he's happy with how it's all worked out, and screw you, Tyler.
I don't care. He's playing with the Jets.
I know, which is the irony of it, isn't it?
Playing with the Jets. They're not going to beat the Patriots, and they're going to suck.
Yeah. And Jesse James, he was a Steelers tight end that still caught that pass against the Patriots.
He dropped 30 other ones, though.
He did.
They're ripping him, too, because he's bitching about the drama in the Pittsburgh, and they go, I saw somebody say, Jesse James, you're trying to troll us, but he'll drop a ball.
Well, and plus he's going
plus, to... We have a better tight end anyway. The guy that's playing, I forget his name, but he's much better than
Jesse. He's going
James.
To the Lions.
Yeah.
Right. So have fun with that.
He's getting paid a bunch.
He says he's glad to get away, and things were out of control.
He was like second string. He didn't play as much. He caught 30 balls last year.
Yeah, Vance McDonald's the guy.
McDonald's
right?
Amazing.
He's a machine.
I like Jesse James, Penn State guy, but people always go. The second stringers always go for more money other places all the time.
Yep.
And the Lions will pay anybody. They need the dudes.
That ain't no kidding. And then A-Aaron might get his old homie back. Jordy Nelson's been cut by the Raiders.
Yeah, he did.
Because they brought in Antonio.
Right.
But the best thing I saw is somebody said about this, Jordy Nelson, he's
old now, isn't he?
He's a break in case of emergency signing.
Yeah,
not right now.
Yeah, he's not going to start for the Packers.
If two or three other guys get injured, okay, call Jordy. But
yeah,
he seems like a patriot to be, don't he?
That sounds like it.
White guy. I'll say it. Great news. John Elway believes 34-year-old Joe Flacco is, quote, just getting into his prime.
That's not true.
Wow, he's delusional.
You got to say these things, though.
I know.
When they play for you, you got to say these things.
Somebody put together a thing, because John Elway's thing, like, he popped up on the screen, and I just said out loud, well, and then, like, the first words out of his mouth, well,
Right.
So that's like, we all have those kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
And then he called Flacco a perfect fit for the Broncos. So somebody on one of the Broncos.
He should have called it the only fit.
Well, yeah. He calls everything the perfect fit, though.
Right.
And so somebody put together all of Elway's statements. This is probably on like a Viking forum. I saw somebody grab this off of a Bronco forum.
Yeah.
Though. But so when they hired Vic Fangio, their new coach, he's a perfect fit.
Okay.
When they got Case Keenum, he's a perfect fit.
Cliches.
When they hired Vance Joseph, he's a perfect fit. When they brought in Peyton Manning, he's a perfect fit. When they drafted Brock Osweiler, he's a perfect fit. So everybody's a perfect fit.
And them saying that every one of those guys?
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah, I mean, there was a quote from John Elway every time. Well, we think he's a perfect fit for the Broncos organization.
Cliche.
When he said Flacco was in the prime of his career, did anybody at the presser just laugh out loud?
Yeah.
The owner did.
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
Are you nuts?
Then Elway turned around and kicked one of the press. Kicked him out.
Everybody knows you don't stand behind Elway.
No, you don't. Don't stand behind Elway.
The great John Elway, that is.
Oh, yeah, he's a great quarterback.
So the NFL is turning 100, that great commercial that's around the 100th anniversary of the league to be, and what the NFL is calling a fantennial. This is actually a pretty cool celebration when so often commemorating your own league is very lame.
Yeah.
And what you do for fans. This is pretty cool. The league is going to present.
The NFL's different. People
I don't
love
know,
the NFL.
Yes. And I don't know if you – I don't know the details of how this works with what team, but the NFL is going to give away 2 season tickets for 100 years. So if you win, you get 2 season tickets for 100 years.
And your kid does.
And you can pass it. It's got
season
the option
to
pass. And that's what I don't know. If you just get to pick your team –
or do you get
what?
A season ticket to every team?
It is unclear in this.
Like one game a week and you can go anywhere.
It says, the league will present 2 season tickets for the next century to a contest winner. So the winners can pass these tickets down through future generations. You get exclusive team experiences and NFL Shop lifetime discount. So
can you imagine the layers just has to go through. Because, first of all, I understand it, and maybe the NFL would do it better than most companies that do this kind of stuff. But I can imagine the very first week you're calling, hey, I got these. Well, we got to check on that. Well, you know what? They're not available
for this
game. It's not
good for this game.
But you can go see the Jets play, whatever, the Dolphins this weekend. Yeah. I mean, they'll give you a place you can go to.
Right.
You know there's going to be that.
Oh, these are only good for the London game.
Thank you. Or just something. There's going to be some sort of thing. Because it says, it sounds like it'd be any game. One game a weekend should be any game. It's the NFL.
I don't know.
Season tickets means any game.
Plus, they're not covering any travel. I mean, if you live close to your team,
but
like
even
all
that,
of us.
Want the Steelers say, yeah, you want it, but you know, we'll put you up there.
Hey, look, I mean,
plus, there's no compensation if you call 75 years from now and they say, sir, that league no longer exists because everybody had concussions.
Because everybody died eventually from playing.
But
in it.
You can there's a park nearby where you can play flag football.
Yeah. Yeah, good luck to your great grandkids calling up. And they say, dude, stop calling. You've been coming here for 70 years.
I mean, there's a chance that the NFL may be around in 100 years. There's also a pretty good chance it might not.
I also think it's one of those chances that nobody's really going to pay attention and stay on it.
Yeah.
Like, well, we got to call up some guy says he wants something 10 years ago and he still wants some tickets. Tell him no.
I'd have to look into more of the details on this.
I hope they do.
But hey, Jim, did the NFL do something 100 years ago? Give away passes for us. This guy's just saying 100-year tickets.
So his great-grand.
His great-great-great-granddad wants some tickets.
Click.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm with you. I just know how that stuff works.
Well, to win the tickets, if you still want to try and win the tickets, you go to describe your loyalty to your favorite team. So my guess is it would be to your team.
To your team, okay.
Yep, that's a guess. Yeah. Now, so you describe your loyalty to your favorite team in a social media post at NFL or #pound pound NFL 100 contest.
Oh, you know how they get away with this?
On Instagram.
They just give it to a Jacksonville fan because there'll be tickets available for the next 100 years. Right,
yeah. Sure. Well, that franchise may not be there. They'll be in London.
True.
So the contest is open.
Now that's a much better chance than the league, not being around. Is that team's not around anymore?
Right.
That's possible,
especially the Jags.
So this closes April 7th, and then they're going to announce it at the NFL draft here, April 25th. So it all happened fast, and we'll figure out more details.
Man, why can't it just be a random drawing? I don't want to write an essay.
No, it's not.
I'm not writing an essay.
They're going to find some cute kid that's sick, and that's who's going to win.
Pretty much. Right. Yeah, I wouldn't disagree with that.
Yeah.
I saw this headline, the Alliance of American Football has reached its midway point of the season, so let's look at which players have made the biggest impact.
The Alliance of American Football, their slogan is...
We're the practice squad.
Nope.
Sometimes your dreams are stupid.
Join us this Saturday, the Alliance Football. Thank you, Greg. I told you, an hour and a half later, 2.5 hours later, you'd know it now.
I would.
Yeah, because you're sharp now.
I missed it.
Right,
and it's not we're the practice squad, it's we're hoping.
Yeah.
Practice squad.
5 lucky players will be on an NFL practice squad soon. And then this kind of week back in 1992, so, you know, early mid-March back in 1992, Martina Navratilova and Judy Nelson settled, this is from the New York Times, settled their galimony suit.
Galimony.
Galimony. So they're partners, they split, and they called it galimony.
Petey, you'll be happy. I was going to tell you yesterday, I was actually checking out some station, and I found we talked about how a classic ESPN is stupid because it's like a week old game or even last year.
Or poker.
I found two games yesterday on two different channels, and they were both, I don't know why they were both Ohio State, Michigan, 1990. Oh. Which was really wild to watch because 90s are going back. And then some channel up by the Big Ten Network showed 1974 Ohio State, Michigan.
Wow.
Archie Griffin, football.
Wow, I'd watch that.
Yeah, with Keith Jackson on the call.
Yeah.
And the graphics, it's crazy to watch. Huge shoulder pads.
Huge. And small helmets.
Yeah. Chicks. All the chicks look like they were in Extras and Rudy.
Listen to Petey going all...
It was cool, man.
Cuba and Chile.
It's Cuba and Chile.
Navratilova.
Yeah. I don't know where that came from.
Yeah.
Chile.
Have a good...
Cuba.
The best of Monday. Don't be here.
Oh, word. Thanks. Yeah. Cool.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.